Hello, my love. All right. I wanted to give an intro to this episode because I really walk you through how I have thrown out the rule book and how it has served me tremendously in my entrepreneurial journey. And I actually give you an exercise towards the tail end of this episode of how to trust yourself and throw out the rule book and never have to worry about if anything is good enough. Really trusting yourself, your inner expertise, your inner magic. So I hope you enjoy this. And with that said, let's roll that intro. Welcome to Your Inner CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Smith. If you are a success-driven woman who desires more freedom in your life, you are in the right place. As a former C-suite executive in corporate America turned successful entrepreneur and network marketing leader, I am passionate about helping other success-driven women design lives they are obsessed with. This is the place where you can learn to have it all. We're going to cover all things here like leadership, money, influence, mindset, and so much more. It's time to channel your inner CEO. Let me show you how. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Your Inner CEO. I am fired up to talk to you. Honestly, I always am fired up to talk to you, but I am so excited to talk about something that I just feel completely compelled to talk about. I said compelled weird. That's funny. Anyways, I feel so compelled to talk about this because as I have leaned into this and as I have trusted this, it has been such a game changer for me. And it's actually what I am now helping so many women, so many clients work through as well. And so let's just get into it. Okay. So you're talking to a recovering people pleaser. This we know. We're talking to someone who is still on the path of healing her nonstop, you know, striving for perfectionism. So my healing journey of perfectionism. And you're talking to someone who would self-criticize herself, if that makes sense. I would criticize the heck out of myself for anything I did wrong or if I did it right or wrong. So when it comes to me being like hypercritical of myself, I'm talking if I did a presentation for my direct selling business at the time, if I did a presentation to the board when I was in corporate America, if I did a presentation to the entire company, honestly, back in college, like after it was done, even though I could not change anything, like you can't go back in history, right? Even after it was done, I would just obsess if I did it right or wrong. Like, it's like I lived my life on, is this right or wrong? Did I do that good enough? And that's exactly how I live my life. It's actually kind of sad as I say this to think of like all the energy I wasted on picking myself apart on if I did something right or wrong. And it really wasn't until I'd say probably 3-4 months ago where I just said, fuck the rules. Like, sorry if that was vulgar, but it's true. I was just like, I'm done. I am done trying to live my life to whose standards, by the way? Like, who set those? Like, and perfectionism, obviously, it's not unrelatable, if that's a word. It's not relatable. And who's saying that what's right or what's wrong? And I understand that, like, there are things that you have to do right. Like, obviously, a medical professional cannot go conduct surgery, like, if they do not know what they're doing. Like, you're either doing this right or this wrong. But I'm talking about in the realm of the entrepreneur, the direct seller, there is no right or wrong when it comes to what you do, your magic, your expertise, and what you bring to the table. So when I hit this point of like, I am so done being trying to be this different person, this different version of myself, this watered down version of myself, and I'm just going to go with what feels natural, what feels good to me and what I think is the right decision for me in that moment, everything changed. Everything, everything, everything. And so I have now developed this complete motto of like, F the rules. Like, there are no rules when it comes to you, your magic, your expertise, your level of genius, your perspective. There are no rules. And I am sharing this with you because I want you to adopt the same belief. because it's crazy, honestly. Like, I'm talking everything down to content where I'm like, I'm just gonna post this. It's a little scary, but I'm wanting to post this for a reason. So I had to trust myself that I am going with my gut and trust that this will land with someone rather than me trying to conform and copy what else is happening out there in the world of social media and the big, really, really successful accounts that I follow and trying to copy them somehow when I'm not them. And there's no right or wrong. Like, what I bring to the table is not the same thing that you bring to the table, which is not the same thing that these people that I follow bring to the table. But what I bring to the table can help people. I have a track record of helping people, and I've done pretty good in my life so far. So just go with what feels right. And so it boils down to saying F the rules, trusting yourself, and knowing that everything is going to be okay. I know in a couple episodes ago, I talked about trusting that the money will come and abundance mindset. And now I want to talk about trusting yourself, trusting your thoughts, and trusting whatever you want to say is okay, and throwing out any rules around if it's right or if it's wrong. Okay. And again, I'm not talking to an attorney. I am talking to a business owner, an aspiring business owner, a direct seller. That is usually who listens to this podcast. And the trust exercise, there's a lot that kind of goes into it. A lot of this is in my Become Limitless program that is about to launch on the 23rd, or I should say it's about to start on the 23rd. I've been promoting that for the past couple of weeks now. And there's really a journey that goes into trusting yourself. I wish it could be as fast as, like, you know, hearing a podcast, but I will give you some things to have an actual takeaway. But essentially, trusting what you think, whatever comes to mind for you and that you think you want to share with someone. And so the way I help women kind of go through this is you have to think of the transformation that you have that you're going through or that you know. And it's usually hard to kind of uncover at first. So what I do is when it comes to trusting myself and knowing that it is a safe place to share my truth, my magic, it's trusting that there are people out there who accept you for you, love you for you, and also loving yourself. Okay, obviously, I hope that you love yourself because I'm guessing you are because you're an ambitious woman. You listen to podcasts, you self-seek education, and I love that. That's kind of like how I am. And so there is a level of obviously loving ourselves and trusting ourselves. If not, I would honestly start there. But let's say you are in a good mindset, you love yourself, you trust yourself, and you now understand that there are people out there who love and support you. Think of friends, think of spouses, think of colleagues. Like, those would be the people, maybe not colleagues, but you get it, friends and family. Like, you are loved, people respect you. And so if there are people who love and respect you, why wouldn't there be more people who love and respect you if you were to show that version of yourself publicly, right? Like, just sit in that for a minute. Like, you have friends, family, a spouse, and they love you. They accept you for you. They'd be there if you called them. So what's holding you back from sharing that version of yourself, quirks and all, to the public and knowing that people you do not know will also love and respect you? That's the biggest thing. And I think I got caught up in the rules of, like, to be a business owner and a successful one, you have to look a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you have to act a certain way, and you have to speak and write a certain way. I'm a pretty goofy person. I have the biggest potty mouth. I think you are grasping that, and I'm trying to keep it as PG on this podcast as possible because I know it's hard sometimes when I'm listening to podcasts and all of a sudden there's an F-bomb and I'm like, whoa, my toddler's learning words. Okay. But on social media, I just start sharing more of that myself, like who I am, the quirks. Like, I am not gonna look perfectly done together like I used to strive to all the time. I'm letting that shit go because it's me. This is me. If you are gonna determine whether you wanna work with me based off of my hair being done or not, you ain't my person, okay? If you are gonna determine if you wanna work with me, if I spell something wrong or I am vulgar, you are not my person. Please do not buy from me. Do you see what I'm saying? I have come to this place where I know what I bring to the table, and I trust that whatever comes to me to share, it's happening for a reason. Like, there's a reason why I'm getting pulled to share this piece of content. And I am throwing out anything in my brain that says, don't post that because it's not like X, Y, or Z. And I am posting it, trusting that I know that there is someone out there it will serve and it will help. So F the rules. We don't have time for those. And trusting our level of genius, our magic. Okay, so how do we do this? Okay, so this is what I want you to do. It's going to take a little bit of time where you're going to want to journal this out or have some quiet time. But essentially, I want you to, on a piece of paper, write the letter A in one top corner, like the top left corner, write the letter A. And in the bottom right corner, so top left corner A, bottom right hand corner B. And I want you to draw a diagonal line connecting the A to B. And I want you to think of a moment in time. A moment in time when you were A. Maybe this was 6 months ago. Maybe this was 2 years ago. Don't get caught up on the time frame, but think about you in that moment where you're A, whatever time frame. Again, it can be 6 months, it can be 6 weeks, it can be 6 years. There is no right or wrong here. See the theme? And then I want you to think of B being where you are at today. And I want you to think about the line that connects A to B and what made up that line. What were the pain points from you getting from A to B? And then what were the growth points from you getting from A to B? And what this is going to tell you, what this is going to show you, is it's going to show you that you have some really effing cool magic in you as you've made the transformation from A to B. And this can give you content. This can give you a lot of things that you can honestly start to share and like work through on your journey of entrepreneurship. But what it should really give you the most is trust and love and respect for yourself and what you bring to the table and your inner magic. And I use magic because I just love that word. And I think it's like really cool because I think like I am all about, we all have magic within us instead of we need to learn something to be good at something. We need, I mean, of course you need to learn like things to be good in entrepreneurship, but hopefully you're following what I'm saying. Like, you need to learn to act and be this certain way so that you can get a raise in corporate America. Like, that shit, I swear, it's like triggering for me because that's how I lived my entire life. You can be, act, and do whatever the heck you want and say whatever the heck you want and trust that it's going to land with your dream client and trust that you're worthy and trust that you are going to have crazy success because you're honestly being you. Okay, soapbox hopping off. Getting back to the AB exercise. What you're going to uncover is you're going to discover transformation that maybe you didn't even realize you've been through. And this could be with anything. This could be with weight. This could be with trauma, relationships. This could be with food. This could be honestly with anything. You leaving corporate America and starting your own business. It could be anything. But what you're going to find is you're going to learn and see how like you overcome things that like maybe you didn't know you were going to. That's where the growth points come after the pain points, because we all have pain points. Like, me betting on myself to walk away and not build my network marketing business, to building my own coaching and mentorship business, to helping women make women entrepreneurs be wildly successful and magnetic on social media. Like, that is scary. Like, hello. But it's also, I gotta trust it. I have to trust it. And the women I am working with are already having a lot of success. So I'm clearly doing something right. But and just remembering to stay so absolutely true deep down to yourself as you can. And all that comes with throwing out the rule book. All that comes with trusting yourself and what you bring to the table. And what you bring to the table is that transformation from A to B. And you can do this like 10 times. I mean, all of us have gone through lots of transformations. I mean, I'm talking like as simple as graduating college, starting a job, right? That's a transformation. So think about whatever you can, put it as A, and then where you are at today within that topic, within that subject, that realm, okay? And then put in between, you know, the pain points that came up and then the growth points. That, my friend, is your magic. And I want you to trust that you have that magic to share with people and to help people go through the same thing. And while you are sharing your magic, you are saying F the rules. This does not need to be on brand. I used to buy into that, by the way. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not on brand. I'm just like totally confusing everyone. No, sorry. Me consuming someone's content and all of a sudden they're using hot pink when they used to only write in black and white. I would not think twice. And if someone does think twice, that's not that person's dream client, right? So the level of trust comes from within, trusting you, trusting your ideas, trusting your thoughts, your expertise. But I think you should even take it a step further. And this is also what I'm dealing with and experiencing is I am trusting my ideal client. I am trusting that she is coming to me at the exact right time she's supposed to. I am trusting that the amount of money I want to make is going to come at the exact right time that I can handle it. Because with more money comes more responsibility. But I trust that when that time comes, I will be ready for it because all I can do is trust. If I don't, I'm going to go down this path that's not going to serve me. I'm going to waste more time and energy trying to figure out the future when I'm sorry if someone can figure that out, let me know because I'd love to have that crystal ball. All right. That's kind of just what I wanted to chat about. And if this served you, like, will you let me know? Will you hit me up on Instagram? I have been so loving the messages that I get of that this podcast serves you because I'm taking you along on this journey of mine. You know, when I started this podcast, I was all in on network marketing and I have now pivoted and I am figuring it out as I go. Every mental shift and aha moment, I'm going to tell you about it. And right now it's all about throwing out the rule book, doing you. Do you, girl, and trust the heck out of it. Trust yourself, love yourself. I love you, and I'll see you back here next week. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening. My goal is to help as many women as possible design a life they are obsessed with. If this episode supported you in any way, the very best way to show your appreciation is by simply screenshotting this episode and sharing on social media or with your team. Or even better, dropping me a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you're looking for additional support, you can always reach me on Instagram at KDKAY and I will respond back to you. I'll see you back here next week.